Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Jadeveon Clowney met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Potentially becoming a Raven. How's it feel, and how are the first few days been?
That's been great. I've been a fan of John Harbaugh since I came to the league. I just felt like watching him on TV, he was all about his players and asking me, hey, what y'all want to do? What y'all want to do? So I want to be a part of it. Coming over here has been great so far. Great team, great atmosphere. We've been great practice. The sun, don't get too hot. It ain't Houston weather, so it's been great.
What ultimately led to your decision to sign with
I felt like they had a winning team, like a team can win, go to the playoffs, have a chance to win it. So I felt like if I come help, do my part, hopefully we can win it. So that's what I was thinking when I came and visit.
Was there any strong impressions of your visit that stood out among
the team? Man, they was just so about the players here when I came. Like they was caring and about the players and how they felt and asking them, you know. And I felt like that's what I need to be a part of. When I walked in, I felt like I was already a part of the team. Everybody, you know, showed me love and said what's up, even the players. And I was like, I need to be here and come play here.
At this point in your career, kind of what are you looking to show? And do you feel physically, how do you feel about, you know, what you're able to do this year?
I feel great. I think I'm going to play very well. Just ready to show it. I don't want to talk about it. Just ready to really, you know, put my pads on and show up and play every game. Week in, week out. My goal is to play 17 games this year. That's the only goal I'm shooting for right now. So just try to do that. Start with that.
Do you feel like you have it down now where you know how to relate to the season even if you're not in a camp? And what were you doing to make sure you were ready?
Oh, for sure. I done came in week one. I done came in, you know, training camp. I done did a little bit of everything, and I just think just training in the offseason. I work and screaming hard in the offseason, stay in shape. When I got out here, these guys were like, man, you like you're in pretty good shape. I say I train a lot, you know, just try to make sure when that phone do ring or whenever I do decide to play for a team, I'm in shape and I'm physically ready to go when I get there. So that was my whole goal into me being able to come out here and compete at a high level.
With Odafe Oyewole and David Ojabo, what are your impressions of them practicing with him for a few days? And what is your idea of the things that you three can do together?
I think they're great players. They was all chosen high. They can rush off the ball. They can rush inside and outside. And that's a good thing about being in a group like this when everybody can play in different positions. You don't know where they're coming from. And, you know, it's going to be the coach's job to figure out where to line us up at and how to do it. So I'm just ready to see how I look come Sunday.
Do you feel like you had a conversation with any of the coaches about what your role could be?
Kind of, you know, just come, you know, get my snaps up. We're going to take my time. They said they're going to take their time with me and see how I go. But once the season get rolling, you never know. Your role changes very quick when you're playing. So we'll see.
Do you feel like your versatility is an asset there as they kind of figure out what that role could be?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah,
I can do a lot of things, especially when I'm healthy. I can do a lot of things, and I'm healthy right now, so I want to stay in this situation and just let them know I'm available to do just about anything up front. So I think they know that. You know, they put me in a lot of situations already. I just got here. I think they know that. So they just want me to ready and in shape for the season.
John Harbaugh told us last week that Anthony Weaver was instrumental in getting you here.
Yeah, that's my guy.
How much did you talk to him over the course of this time? And
I talked to Weave a lot. I've been talking to Weave since the Houston situation, since I left Houston. And just staying in touch with him. Not necessarily to play for him, just seeing how he goes. He was a good coach back then. And an opportunity came back around for me to play with him. He called. We talked to each other. So we got to get you out here. It's a great place to visit. And I said, all right, let me come check it out. And he was right. And I was like, all right, I can probably see myself playing out here. Yeah, look at me now. I'm just glad I ain't got to chase the guy no more right now. So I got a year off from chasing the quickest, fastest quarterback in the league. It's great. but I think they got a lot of potential with the receiving corps they got. Them guys been catching the ball all over the field. J.K. running Dobbs, the running back, running pretty good, just came back. Offensive line, physical, big. It's going to be a good season just to watch them guys compete and you know, hopefully we win a lot of games. Like I said, that's the goal.
Did you want to stay in the AFC North, and what's it going to be like going against the Browns twice?
I didn't care where I stayed. I don't care nothing about what they got going on. I'm here now. It's going to be great to go against them twice, I guess. Just looking forward to playing, like I said, 17 games. No matter who on the schedule, just I want to be out there, so just trying to do that this year.
How do you look at the big picture of your career at this point? I mean, is it? Do you take it year by year? I mean, do you?
My career has been, this has been an up and down career. I came in the league 2014. I got hurt my first game of my career. I had one of the worst injuries you can have, microfracture, and I battled back for 9 years straight, and it's been a ride. I tell y'all, I don't know about to know what much pain I've been in or what I've been through, but I do, and my family. So I'm just trying to win on the back end right now and keep playing at a high level. I got a lot left in me. I just want to keep showing up.
Why number 24 on playing on Saturday? Do you want to play in this game?
I'm not the coach. It's a preseason. I told the coach the same thing. It's up to you. I'm physically ready. I'm mentally ready. Just let me know ahead of time if what you got planned for me, and I make sure I'm ready to go.
Why number 24?
It was either that or 50 right now. And I ain't picked 50 because Justin Houston wore it last year here. And I just picked 24 just to switch it up. I don't know. I just was like, yeah, let me try 24. So we'll see what happens when training camp over when they make cuts. I might switch my number again, they say. But we'll see.
Did they play for a couple of different teams now? Obviously, you and the Ravens have flirted with each other for a while. What makes this such a great fit for you and your mind?
I think it's the guys they bring in. You know, that locker room, like, fit me. It's that type of group of guys. Listen, nasty, savage. I don't really care about what nobody think. And, you know, we just want to be physical and hit. That's all I want to do anyway, be physical and hit. And I think that's why I bring to this team, a physical asset that they know I'm going to be very physical out there and play at a high level, play fast and have a good time. So that's what I've been bringing so far. They loving the energy, and I'm trying to keep my energy up for 6 months. So I just go.
Thank you, JD.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate it.